So, Angela, how do you become a comic book artist? How did you get interested in comics?
Well, it's kind of actually a fun story. I used to be...
Good. I love fun stories.
Me too. I used to be really interested in just becoming a writer of fiction. When I was in middle school, I used to write a lot. In high school, I continued becoming interested in writing fiction.
Yeah.
And then we had this presentation at our library when I was in high school. They had just updated their collection, and they had a whole bunch of graphic novels of all different genres. And I had never considered the fact that you could do a comic that wasn't about superheroes or video games or whatever. I had not considered that as a possibility. They had a bunch of them, and they had some really, really cool ones that just completely inspired me. It was like a whole new world opened up to me, and I seriously started considering the possibility that I could do this for myself. I'd always sort of been interested in art as well.
It's interesting that you started with an interest in writing.
Yeah, I kind of did both, to be honest, because I used to draw my characters, and I would draw illustrations from the stories that I was writing to kind of give myself a visual to work off of. I'm a very visual kind of a person, so if I have...
Yeah, you'd have to be.
Yeah. So if I have, like, a character that I'm writing, or if there's a particular scene that I find important, usually I would draw it for just for myself, you know, kind of just be able to look at it and draw from it and you know, write in that way. So comics was kind of a natural progression of that. Once I realized you could do a comic of any genre, it was just mind-blowing to my high school mind.
Oh, yeah. Perfect combination for someone like you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And honestly, just the idea that you can kind of build a world in a way. You know, I was always inspired by movies, too, and seeing how you can build a world and establish a culture and a, you know, a setting with just one short visual.
Yeah.
It's so efficient in terms of writing. So all of those things kind of combined, and I started experimenting with shorter stories, the story that I was working on. And then that just kind of led to, when I went to school, it just kind of led to me applying to the illustration program at college and kind of pursuing that line.
When you start working on a project, do you tend to start with the visual and then add the written part, or hand in hand, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, it's a little of both, actually. Sometimes I start with, I'll just be sketching and drawing, and an image that I draw is seems like there's a story behind it. So then I explore that with maybe a little note-taking, a little more sketching, and then if it seems to be working out, I kind of go further and start plotting it out and, you know, doing some character exploration. Sometimes I already have a character in my head, and then I will see if I can draw them and match the visual to what's in my head. And then I have to find a story for them. So it depends on the way that it kind of works out. It's a little both, I guess.
You're working on, or maybe it's finished, a comic project called Numina. And I've been looking at it online. Your work is beautiful. It's very colorful, and the characters are very imaginative. So tell us, what is Numina, how that idea was born for you. And from what I saw, it appears that you put it out in parts on social media.
Yeah. Numina started when I was in college, so I've been working on it for a very long time. And it will be maybe about 10 years at this point. I think I've got concept drawings from about 10 years ago. Yeah, Numina is kind of a passion project for me. And I am publishing it one page at a time, about weekly. I try to keep a weekly schedule. Mm-hmm. And the story is sort of all ages fantasy. I'm trying to keep it very PG so that, you know, younger teenagers and younger kids can read it. It's just something that I feel I really wanted to do, because when I was in school, I struggled. I got picked on, and I had some, you know, struggles there. Yeah. And I remember just, that was when I would write. I would just go to fiction, fantasy, like that was my safe place, and it was something I could control. And so remembering that and overcoming all that, I really want to provide that kind of a safe place for kids. And I would really like them to just be inspired and to be encouraged.
Do you have that idea in the Numina story that somebody is kind of bullied or?
Not really. What I tried to create with the main character was someone who was trying to find her place in the world, in the universe. She's a strong character, and I'm hoping that I can just make a character that people can sort of aspire to be like or to look up to. She's not perfect, so I really want to.
Good.
But yeah. I mean, I don't like perfect
I don't like
characters.
Perfection. Difficult.
They're just kind of, they're not realistic. And I feel like it's more encouraging to have somebody that has faults and, you know, you can kind of get behind them. And another project I'm working on, though, does kind of go into themes of bullying, of being isolated. And, you know, that sort of thing.
Is that like another comic book that's forming?
Yeah, that's in the very infant stages of its formation. So I have no working title or anything like that, but I have characters. I have a very skeleton plot outlined, and that's something that I will be working on in the near future. But for now, I'm just trying to create a safe place, I guess.
Okay. With Numina or other projects, do you have the story already in your mind or outlined? Or if you're posting it like a page at a time, are you just working on a page at a time?
The story is completely plotted out.
Okay.
There are some minor, like there's some detail stuff that I haven't worked out yet. And it does change. I've been posting it for about 3 years now, so things have sort of
changed.
Where are
you posting it? Where can we see it?
Yeah, the website is www.numinathecomic.com. And Numina is spelled N-U-M-I-N-A. And that's my website. You can also find me on Facebook, and I do post my updates on Facebook with a link to my website. So it's fairly easy to find because I make them all public too. So
Yeah. And you're on Twitter too, right?
I am on Twitter. Yep. Yeah. And I do have a Twitter account specifically for the Numina comic as well. So
different ways to find you. You do say online that you're a fan of video games and geek culture also.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder how much hand-in-hand all of these things go. And if you can explain for those who may not know, what is geek culture?
Anything that kind of goes along with video games and things that people would consider maybe more nerdy, like, you know, Star Trek or Star Wars. I mean, things like that are becoming way more mainstream than they used to be when I was
in school. Being nerdy is kind of cool these days.
These days it's cool, yeah. So I'm a huge fan of video games, and I love Star Trek. I love all those kind of things. And the great thing is, you know, you can go to like a comic convention and get all of this stuff all at once. It's just great. So there's lots of that kind of stuff surrounding it. Like you can go to comic book shops and they have events, you know, they'll have like, you can play tabletop games there. Sometimes they'll have nights that you can do that. There's actually a brewery here in Kalamazoo called One Well Brewing that has board games that you can kind of play while you're there eating and, you know, having a fun time with your friends.
Good idea.
Really cool.
Yeah.
There's also LFG in Kalamazoo, which is a local bar that has arcade machines and like video games set up there. Really cool. So that kind of stuff is all rolled in.
And in fact, when you talk about that, you're preparing for something called the Comic-Con in Grand Rapids in November. First time exhibition, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Grand Rapids Comic-Con is awesome because if you can't afford to go to like Chicago or San Diego, or even if you just don't want to be there with the crowds and all of that stuff, Grand Rapids is awesome because it's a little smaller, so it's manageable. You can do it in about a day. They have celebrity guests that you can meet, and you can either have your picture taken with them, you get to talk to them a little bit, get their signature if you want. That's kind of fun. And then they've got merchandise. You can buy comics. You can buy comic art. You can get commissions from some comic artists. Some of them will open commissions.
So a great way to network, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're exhibiting, what does that involve for you?
Well, my booth is going to be in the art row. I'll be selling my comic books. I have 3 of my chapters published in a little comic book format, so I'll be having those for sale. And I also do art prints. I'll do some fan art prints. So I've got a couple video game related ones, and then a lot of them are just my own original art. A lot of the artists will actually sell their art prints, and it's kind of fun because you get to see all kinds of different styles.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of a thing. I haven't attended it, but I've seen things about it online, and it sounds pretty out there.
Yeah,
so do you get dressed up in costumes? Or?
A lot of people do, yeah. I probably won't because sitting at the booth for, you know, hours.
As one of your own characters.
That would be actually awesome. But
yeah.
I hadn't planned to do anything like that. But yeah, a lot of people do cosplay. They will dress up as their favorite anime character, video game character, whatever. And it's really fun because a lot of people are very talented at making their costumes. It's a fun. And the great thing is, too, you can bring your family. Grand Rapids Comic-Con does have an admission fee. But, I mean, like I said, you can do it in a day. And
it a whole day thing, usually?
Yeah, usually. It's a pretty big convention center, and there's lots to see. So lots of merchandise.
At which convention center? Is that Van Andel or someplace else?
I believe it is Van Andel. I'd have to double check that.
That's the biggie in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they do also have little like panels where they'll talk to celebrities or comic artists or whatever, voice actors sometimes.
Do you know who the celebrities might be?
I have not looked at the roster this year, but it's all on their website. If you just Google Grand Rapids Comic Con, you can see what all they have. They've got lots of stuff going on.
There's another event that's coming up. That one's October 26th, the Southwest Michigan Writers Conference in Niles. Talk to us about that. What will you be teaching there or talking about? What can we expect?
Oh, man, the Southwestern Michigan Writers Conference is really fun. There is a lot of local authors that will come. Usually they'll do a talk about a particular topic. I looked on their Facebook page and I saw one about character development. Saw one about like rules of fiction and how to break them and that sort of thing. It's kind of fun and good tips and stuff. What I'll be talking about this year is writing for comics and how it kind of differs from writing for like a novel or writing any other kind of fiction.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah. It's all dialogue, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. And if you're a writer, there are certain things that you can do to help the artist that you're going to be working with writing-wise to help them so that they can put across your vision.
Are most comic books a separate writer from the artist?
Yeah.
So are you kind of unique that way? That you're both?
I'm not necessarily unique. A lot of webcomics are made by one person or maybe two people. And so I don't think I'm necessarily unique, but a lot of comics, particularly in the industry, if you're working for Image or Dark Horse or, you know, mm-hmm. Marvel, DC, whatever, you're not going to be doing everything by yourself.
Okay.
You'll probably be working with several other writers, in fact. But for a smaller project, if you have something you are looking to work on, typically if you are a writer, that's fine. You can find an artist to help you. If you're an artist, you can find projects to work on. It is mostly a collaborative thing, but there are options to do it yourself if you have, you know, if you
are
able.
Do you prefer this? It gives you more control, certainly.
It certainly does. I like working on my own because I have the opportunity to just change it along the way if I decide.
Yeah, which is nobody to argue with.
Yeah,
well, maybe you argue with yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, I've done projects with other people, and it's fun and it's a challenge. It's rewarding
in a different way.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to collaborate with someone. It's also nice to kind of, you know, have control. But there's a lot of
pros and cons both ways.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So any hints of the comic book writing, of the lessons you may be teaching to your audience?
I'm going to be comparing it to writing a script.
Okay.
Because especially if you're not intending to do the artwork yourself, there's a lot that's similar to writing it as a script, except there's a lot more visual direction needed. I'm also going to be talking about how you can sort of lead your artist in a way that allows them to be creative, but still putting across your vision in a way that you're looking for. I'm going to be talking about sort of do's and don'ts.
What's a don't?
Well, for example, I read about a writer who hired an artist because he liked her style.
Right.
Didn't tell her what the story was going to end up like. He just was sort of giving her a piece by piece. And it turned out that the ending was completely morally compromising to her, and she dipped out, which I probably would have too, to be honest. That's kind of a cautionary tale to me.
make sure that you both have the same value system?
Or, yes, that's very important, because especially when it comes to a visual media, if you're asking someone to maybe draw something that they're not comfortable with, that's tricky.
That's difficult.
Yes.
And is there, this is a free full day event or?
Yep. It's from 9 to 4:45, I believe. And it is free. It's free to the community. And the awesome thing about it is that it's really good for networking. If you are a freelance illustrator, if you're a graphic designer, if you're an editor, it's really great to come and bring like a little packet of business cards or something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of local authors are there. And I know I had a couple of people asking me if I do book covers.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're like a freelance illustrator or graphic designer, you could potentially get some work. If you're an editor.
Do you do that kind of a thing?
I do.
Book illustration?
Okay. Yep, I do. You know, it just depends on the person. But yeah, I mean, there were a couple of people that asked me about it when I was there. But it was awesome. I got a lot of business cards, got to meet a lot of local authors.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of talk with them. There's a little part between each seminar, each, you know, presentation. There's a little place in the Niles Library where they have this big open room. Everyone has their booth kind of set up and you can kind of chat with people. So if you really liked someone's presentation, you can go down and meet them, chat with them, you know, ask them questions if you have any. And it's just, it's really open and personal and it's just, it's great. It's just a lot of fun. I saw that they're asking for vendors this year, so there might be some kind of fun stuff to buy and, you know, look at. You can buy the author's book if you want.
I would think so. Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff.
So your comic books will be for sale there too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, they will.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Angela. You've been fun to talk with.
Well, thank you.